And things were so bad for him there that even the food that he was preparing to give to the pigs looked really appetizing. Things have got to get pretty bad if it gets to that. Then he would have remembered, my goodness me, here I am working for this guy on a farm, and I'm probably only going to get one meal every day, when back at home, my dad's workers would get three meals every single day. And he probably started to think, it would be a much better place for me to go home and get a job working for my dad. And in his heart, he kind of realised that he'd done the wrong thing. So he decides and he sets himself to go back home. Can you imagine how hard it would have been for him as he was at the bottom of the driveway ready to walk up? And that whole thing of, oh my goodness, how is my father going to greet me? What is he going to say? And then as he walks up and he sees his father's workers on the side there, what are they thinking about me? You know, the son coming home. I don't know about you, if you have days like me, when you get to the end of it and you're glad that you're still breathing and that the family is still alive. Maybe a day that you're not too proud of. Sometimes it may not just be a day, it might be weeks, it might be a month, it may even be a year. And all you want to do is to go home. You want to go to that place where you're accepted, where you feel you belong, where you know you belong, and where someone's going to value you. And we know that that place is with God. And as you make that trek back home, do you wonder, I wonder what his greeting is going to be to me after all that I've done. Will it be the silent greeting with the stare? Or will it be the, huh, so you've come home? Or will it be the, what have you got to say for yourself? I don't know, but I wonder how often we've desired to go home, yet not knowing what kind of greeting we're going to get has stopped us from doing that. But when we go back to the story in Luke, we see the father there and his response to the wayward son. The first thing he does when he sees him is he runs to him. The second thing that he does is give him a massive hug and then a great big kiss. That's the kind of greeting we want, and that's the kind of greeting that God gives to us. You know, I used to think that that was a one-off situation, you know, when you've been away from God and you've finally decided you're going to recommit your life or commit your life to him, and you come up and you feel bad, but when you get there, you know, there he is. But I think, you know, any time that we choose to turn to home, turn to acknowledge his presence, anytime we choose to walk in the Spirit, walk in his ways, if we could see God, I believe that his arms would be wide open. He would have a huge smile on his face and he would be saying, I'm so glad that you're here. So glad that you guys are here today. And I just at this stage want to invite up Alex Camacho, Vic Fryer, Ross Voltz, Dale Oliver, and Richard Dodd. Now we're going to come up onto the stage up here, and there's not going to be a drama or anything. I hope there's not. But absolutely, it would be very easy for me to, or for us to share about fathers, but who best to give you what they've learnt than these wonderful men themselves. So, is there another microphone? The orange one?
Oh. One, two.
Thank you. Okay. Feel a little bit outnumbered here. Okay, so I would like to introduce to you these gentlemen. So we have over here Vic Fryer, and Vic is married to Sue, and they have three children, Jess, Bex and Josh. This is Richard. Richard is married to Maria. I do know their names, but I will probably forget them, so I'm going to say them out. They have 7 children together, which is exciting. Ben, Dawn, Sarah, Nathan, Hannah, Rebecca, and Lydia. Then we have Ross over here on the couch. Ross is married to Rebecca. Ross is father to Talia and stepfather to Jared, Michaela, and to Sophie. Alex, Papa Alex, is married to Claire, and together they have 5 children, Lynn, Albert, Mayette, Noel, and Den. They have 13 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild. And then last but no means least is Dale, and Dale is married to Josie, and they have 2 children, Lily and Jonathan. Thank you very much for coming up this morning to share. And I want to begin by asking you all this question, and if you could answer it for us, that would be great, sort of briefly. What do you enjoy most about being a father? So we'll start with Dale.
After yesterday, I've decided it's undoubtedly organising children's birthday parties. Well, perhaps not so much that, but just the smiles on the kids' faces when they light up and see that, I say a little bit of effort, but a decent amount of effort you put in, and they really make the most of it and have a special day, I guess. Yeah, so smiles on the kids' faces.
Cuddles, dances with my children, and being called dad.
The best gift that I could give my children is the gift of free salvation and eternal life in Christ Jesus. I would like to leave this legacy of faith to my children, and I praise God because all of them are in one accord with me in our journey of our faith, serving the Lord, and we continue this faith resolute in our determination to follow Jesus until we complete the task, the journey in our final destination in heaven.
I think like one of the scriptures I really enjoy and appreciate from Proverbs is where we're instructed to bring up a child in the way they should go, and when they're older they won't depart from it. And we take that as being installing faith. But I think the thing that I love the most about being a dad is, to me, there's a deeper thing to that scripture, and it's seeing each one of your children grow and blossom and the gift that God intends them to walk in the person he intends them to be. And I just really love watching the kids come through and seeing just how very different and individual each one of them are.
For me, the best thing about being a dad is being a dad. As Kate said, I have a daughter, Talia. She lives in Australia, and I never really got to be a dad for her. So to have the opportunity to help raise Rebecca's children and be a dad, and that unexpectedness that comes sometimes with being a dad, is awesome.
Perhaps, Ross, while we've still got the microphone, I wondered whether you could answer this next question. How has your father shaped you in being who you are today?
I'd like to say it was a positive thing. And for the most part it is. He's taught me to be strong, to be resolute, to be faithful and loyal. But he's also shown me how not to be a dad by exploding with anger when things didn't go right for him, is how he used to respond, and I do that sometimes, but I'm learning through God's grace to be a better man.
That's great. And what about you, Richard?
I think the biggest thing that Dad sort of left us with is the fact that bit of a different situation, because he was, for the most part of our growing up, a solo dad. Again, it's sort of, I shared when I did a tribute at Dad's funeral that there's a scripture that says the greatest thing that we can do is lay down our lives for another. And that was the picture of my dad's life. He got so much enjoyment out of life, allowing himself to be the vehicle by which other people could live, rather than, yeah, doing the things that maybe he always wanted to do, but he got such joy out of seeing other people do things, and I think that's sort of rubbed off on me. Yeah.
Thank you, Richard. Okay. So how has your father influenced you as a parent? Yeah. Okay.
Because I got the microphone in my hand.
Yeah.
I guess.
Go.
Two things that my dad really taught me. I feel characteristics of him. He was a patient and empathetic person, and he really taught me, almost through one very quick little lesson, how to see things through other people's eyes. And I remember when I was about 7 years old, and we were wrapping up Christmas presents for family and cousins, and I had a cousin who was, I think, about 15 at the time, and I was about 7, and I thought it would be hilarious if we got a huge box and wrapped it all up and had inside a lolly. I thought it would be a great joke. And my dad laughed a little bit, and then he said to me, it would be funny, but have you had a think about how Clint would feel when he opens this box up and he sees it and he thinks he's got this enormous present, and then inside it's not what he was expecting. And I never wanted to do that again. And it was a lesson that stuck with me to this day. There's always two sides to the way people will view things, and it's always worth taking a minute to think through what they will see.
That's brilliant. That's good. Richard, again, how about you? How has your father influenced how you parent?
I think, not that it happens perfectly, but Dad had an amazing ability to sort of step back from a picture for a moment and look at what the wider picture was, not so much what was just going on in the moment. And it doesn't always happen perfectly, but I think it is something that I do. So, yeah.
Okay, perhaps I could just open this up to all of you guys up here this morning. If we could, Alex has already given a brilliant answer to this, is, you know, what's the greatest gift that you can impart or give to your kids? So I'll just hand the mic around. You guys can...
Well, obviously the greatest gift is that knowledge of salvation for Jesus Christ. But I think as a father on a personal basis, the greatest thing that I can give my children is love. Lots and lots of it. Overflowing love. Even when you don't feel like giving it, you give it.
I really agree with Vic solidly. But I also think giving them the gift, coming back to the scripture that I shared first, giving them the gift of allowing them to hone and polish who God created them to be to the best of their ability, and trying to put the tools in front of them that allows them to do that.
Dale?
For me, I think one of the greatest gifts as dads that we can give our kids is that sense of home. When everything turns to crap, there's always home. There's always somewhere to come back to, and to come back with open arms, just like God does for us.
Yeah, I think a lot of the best answers have been given, but they all sort of wrap up into there are characteristics that we want to be able to instill in our kids, and giving them time, love, security, and setting a good example for them. And yeah, I guess that's about it.
Fantastic. Okay, and our last question is, being a father changes your life. How has it changed yours?
It's forced me to be significantly more organized than I used to be. I think I used to be the least organized person in the world, and now I doubt that I'm in the bottom three. I really do, yeah. Well, maybe the bottom two.
I've come to realize that once I became a father, I wasn't number one. And I think that's good. So whereas I would have anything I want in my own time, in possessions or everything, now it was my children must have it first. So it's less, I suppose ultimately I've become less selfish.
Being a father has changed my life. I would like to just encapsulize what I would like to say. This is the first time a testimony, my testimony here in our church. I am a soldier, but my work is office to home, home to office. And every afternoon, I just call my wife and say, prepare the kids, and we go out. And we enjoy. But during the time that I was in the service, I was sent to Washington, D.C. as a staff of the diplomatic staff, the Armed Forces Attaché. And I grow sentimental here because I left my wife 4 years. I have not sent them even my kids. And I really appreciate my wife because we get together in prayer to the Lord that she will bring up my children. And principally, during that 4 years that I have sent them, I just sent them tapes, talking to my children. Sometimes my youngest and even my daughter here, my aunt, just sobs and complains about his brother. And that's the medium of communication that we have. But here, I hate that assignment. For 4 years, I have not seen them. It's very, very hard. And my wife has managed the fort. She was able to bring them up in the faith. However, how difficult it is for her. But when I arrived, I made the vow that I would never accept again an assignment like that. It deprived me of all the things. And when I think of those things that were missing in me, the 4 years that I have not seen them, that made a change in my life that, if possible, I will not leave them anymore. Very hard, very hard. So, when I came, I was able to connect with them. Sometimes they are very shy. My youngest son. When I left him, He was barely two years old. All he could remember when I was gone is his father is rode an airplane.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Alex, for sharing. That was beautiful.
Yes,
thank you.
It changed my life completely.
Yeah, it could change your life completely. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ross.
For me, Vic sort of said it best. It stopped me from being so self-centered. Nowhere near as selfish. And coming from a family of mostly boys and one sister to having mostly girls and one son, I'm learning to hold my tongue.
Very wise. Very wise. Richard.
Yeah, I guess the whole thing of selfishness as well, but one of the memories that's most emblazed in my mind is when Benjamin was born, and that first time of holding your firstborn and just feeling so insignificant, because this was just such an amazing little miracle, and you knew things were going to be completely different from that moment on.
Well, let's give these guys a great round of applause for sharing their hearts and their lives. Yeah. And obviously, we've just had a snapshot of who these guys are, and that's the awesome thing about church and about community and about family, is that we can spend time getting to know one another and getting to know one another's stories, and to encourage us and to lift us up and to spur each other on. So we're going to finish church now. We're going to finish up. We've got outside some sausages, so we would just love you to hang around, and kids, maybe you can serve your dad's sausage. And we've got some nice morning tea that will come out as well. So stay, hang around, catch up, and then have a great Father's Day. Thanks so much for coming this morning. Thanks.